This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's been a tough couple of weeks for social media companies, share price-wise. LinkedIn, Twitter, and Yelp, to name just the most conspicuous examples. Bad news, or even just not-so-great news, can send social media companies on wild rides. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has more on that from New York.
When LinkedIn told investors the year ahead wasn't looking as rosy as previously thought, yikes, its stock dropped 20% in a morning. Twitter saw a similar plunge when it surprised the markets with weak earnings. So if social media stocks seem a little volatile...
Our belief is they should be.
Rick Sommer is an equity strategist at Morningstar. He says it's not so much that these are social media companies. It's that they're growing super fast and their business models are still uncertain.
We don't have a great deal of history in understanding how you and I as users will interact with those advertising products and how advertisers will value that degree of advertising.
So the stock price of many social media companies isn't based on how much they make today, but what investors believe they one day will. Shyam Patil with Wedbush Securities says if suddenly a company's not growing as fast as everyone thought...
It's kind of like compounding, right? You know, if you're trying to figure out what $1,000 today is going to be worth in 30 years, a 2% change in the growth rate is going to have a significant impact.
That's not unique to social media companies. And it doesn't mean they're falling out of favor, says Brian Weiser, an analyst with Pivotal Research.
When you look at the value of these stocks, they're significant before and significant after. We can argue about whether or not the market overreacts. Absolutely.
But Weiser says a bouncy stock price doesn't change the inherent value of these companies, just what Wall Street thinks that value is. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.